Welcome to the Poetry Corner. Today we will hear works read by Adrian Keene. Adrian Keene is a poet living in Butte, Montana. He is the author of Caress is a Letter of Instruction and Nevada Gang. He is a frequent collaborator with his wife, the artist Kelly Packer.
Advice to youngsters number one. Sometimes fir trees will get out of hand, crawling their way down to the valley and throttle out the cows who had come to live and turn the creeks into their own manure. Whose hand is it? This requires careful consideration. Advice for youngsters number two. Have you ever carried a bag? They can carry multiple smaller items. An apple, a wingnut, 300 jovial men named Ryan, etc. It all depends on the size of the bag. Advice for youngsters three. You are in a mirror because of the various colored oxygens under the doilies. Advice for youngsters. A dried penis will rattle while a wilted marble will be in the meadowlark's eye. If you want a hostile tapeover, like a tarp that has glass in it, you should buy things because they have names. Peace on Earth. We listened to his speech. Was it saliva or tinsel that jeweled his mouth? The tongue, an ingot of gold. He spoke of chopping the lambs. He spoke of ripping the rainbows from the sky. He spoke of bridling the horses of doom. He was that powerful, he told us. Later, he went to the penthouse roof to be with his magic. The doves there, in their cages, spoke of disappearance, what they saw when they weren't in his hat. The feathers at their breasts were silver and light. He interrogated them one by one, holding them in his fists. Their hearts, when he dissected them, were brown and soft, like November tomatoes. Vipon Park. Light, loose upon the mountain, like a whistle of wildflowers, rambles. The raven croaks and clicks above. A man walks with his mother in the trees that remain, dying upright. Which direction is the ocean? The mallard from the pond asks the summer drifts of snow. We are still each from an old technology of scattering eggs and seeds, shell upon shell, like the clouds that cause the dawn to emerge in gray waves of ambient hope. Deciduous teeth. Little one, before your cheeks are relieved with pennies stuffed beneath your pillows, and you still have some milk teeth left to tear into the way of things, listen. Wind deposits leaves at the doorstep. Make tea of them. The wind is payment enough for here, for the days not meaning anything. The brittleness of morning in the cattails and sliding drakes that are not silent but mutter to the cold that is, once in a while. Little one, whatever you carry out of the night mines, you must know intimately how each thing works, yourself included in this lathe, flume, spigot, spade, oatmeal, pike, grade, grit, and paid dirt. Let this fall. The way to acknowledge love is to not wake it, neither at night nor in the morning. Listen, winter squelches the branches to be shaking with oranges and pinks where the sun first gathers to touch them. Touch me, she never says. Love is simple in the sublime acceptance of time. Beef futures. When the meat calls itself from the grass and water, the cowboy feels his calloused hands and flank steaks stained pink. The smell of boundary paint aerosols him in halos. The fence runs out in a circle, a skeleton, blood, this is mine, bright calf, the Big Dipper in your left eye, the soup in your right eye, darling of fleshy territory, where are you? He can't forgive what he can't see. All the trespassers mew invisibly, so he shoots himself instead. Now the oxtail curls for the maggot twitch. It seems a hand is in his, or a mortgage writ. The right of man is a calorie of puffballs gone to smoke in a cow pie. Here there is comfort turning to rigor mortis. The people you know, or the places you have been, come to some kind of boundary you are afraid to trespass. Words themselves arrange around you softly as hands that had been slicing potatoes. And it is kind, this world, familiar as it is with its smell of familiars and afternoon rain. Space cannot measure the arrowleaf balsam root. To remember anything, you extend your arm into a hole you had dug. You extend your other arm into a hole you had dug. The extent to which you are in love with the rocks the memory water holds. Goodbye to the fair country. Some sugar falls from her hand. Some alder escapes from the misspellings of age. These mountains over and over, the usurping of supper for a swift's flight, bullets and orange, robin, blue, grouse, flush. The creek rushes to nowhere, and neither am I, lifting once up again the cloud, the boulder, up the velvet ant, and up the scorpion. When I walk, I'm all four on the path and the ridge. I see it where I had once stood as a burning in my father's thigh.
You have heard works by poet Adrian Keene on this edition of the Poetry Corner. Thanks for joining us. The Poetry Corner is produced by KBMF LP Butte. Original music is by Ben Pickett of Butte, Montana.